Let me talk to you for just a minute about, I was in line at, I guess it's a fast food place, but it's, I'm going to go ahead and mention the name of it, just so you can relate to where I was. It was at Chipotle.
Okay. We know about Chipotle.
Yeah, there's kind of a, you know, kind of a long line there, and, you wait while you're in line. This was a, I want to be vivid. Excuse me. I want to be vivid about this. So it's not about race, but I want to be vivid. It was kind of a chubby white guy. 20s, and a really, well, she was a cute, very, very petite female, great little body.
Okay.
And he was smacking her butt loudly. He was smacking her. He was like picking at her and you know, I'll tell you what this guy was doing. He wanted everybody in that place to know, this is my woman.
Ew.
Because if you looked at them, you wouldn't think she would be with him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the problem with guys like this. You know what guys like this do? They make women feel like they're nothing.
Yeah.
They work them down so they feel like they don't deserve anybody better than them. Because to be honest with you, this guy was kind of fat and chubby. And she had this perfectly petite little body, and he had a cross dangling around his neck. He was no Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He was picking at her like, I mean, he was picking at her face, and he was, and she kept trying to tell him to stop, and he was like,
oh, see, now that's
why. Spanking her.
That's why.
Spanking her. Okay, but you know what I did? I stood like up against the wall. I moved into a position where I was standing right next to her, facing him.
Really?
And that SOB stopped.
Wow.
He didn't touch her again.
Scoot.
I just decided, this is my instinct. I'm going to move. And that guy was big.
That's but a big flex,
just,
man.
I was just going to move into this position, and this guy's going to stop it. And sure enough, he did. But it just, you know, I'm just talking about this type of man in general who, in his private life, is putting a woman down to make her feel like nothing. Because this girl could have gotten anybody.
Yeah.
She could have gotten the quarterback on the football team, in my opinion. And she's with this dumpy fat guy who's spanking her butt in public. And I mean, like spanking hard, like, I mean hard.
That is bizarre.
And you could hear it. You could hear it all over. What amazed me is nobody said or did anything.
Except you. You did it.
Well, I would, if he would have continued,
I'm proud of you for having
if he would have continued, I would have said, dude, don't do that here.
Stop that. Yeah.
But I moved into that position right next to her, and it was almost like, okay, I'm on her side.
Yeah.
And that big fat boy stopped.
Well, you know, it is okay for a big guy to be with a little girl.
It is.
Nothing inherently wrong with that, but it would have been appropriate in any case. Even if she was as big as he was, and he was smacking her around and picking at her, you know, it's just like pretend we live in a society where we respect each other. Pretend we live in a civilization where we're not having to smack our girlfriend on the butt just so everybody in the restaurant knows she belongs to you.
Yeah, that's exactly what this was about.
Oh God, where's the planet killing comment already?
I don't mean to bring up weight, but the point is that guys like that, I know what they do to women. And they drive them down, and they make them feel like crap, and they make them feel like they're nothing.
Yeah.
And so they feel like, this is the only guy I can get, so I'll be with him. Basically, this guy was, and I mean, I don't know if he was physical, but he is definitely an emotional abuser. And it sickened me. And I wish there's more I could have done.